When I began my journey, I think I just lost my mom at the time, and so I did all the stuff. I went to a monastery and did this. And the thing that I remember about all the self-help gurus and their books and their, five-step programs and all of that is this is basically how it goes. They will tell you that, look, what stands between you and being more happy, blissful, what have you, is you just need to quiet your mind. You need to meditate some more. And then, if you're like me, you follow it to the letter, so I'm doing all the fasting and all of that. And then you call them back and you go, hey, listen, man, I'm meditating till the cows come home. But what's happening is, yes, I'm getting bliss in the 5, 10 minutes I'm meditating, but as soon as that's over, I'm back to just the chaotic mind again. And they go, oh, no. You know what? You are not doing the meditation or the lotion or the reading or the thankfulness or the positivity thinking well. So you know what you need to do? You need to do it a little bit better. And you go, okay, yes, master. Then you go back and you meditate some more and you do this and you're more positive and you're more grateful and thankful and all of that. And then, you start looking around and you're going, well, wait a second. I've gone from, 10 minutes of, bliss every day. Now it's about, 12 or 15 minutes. Like, this isn't, what I want to just, be happy. And you go back to the guru, and the guru will always have an answer. And they go, what the hell did you think? This is a lifelong journey. You are supposed to be in therapy, meditating for the rest of your fucking life, and you will never get anywhere because it's a journey with no destination. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the scam. You know what I want? I want to get somewhere. I want to spend most of my life in a blissful place. And yes, occasionally it might get interrupted. I don't want to have 10 minutes of bliss and the rest of my days, it's back to the same chaos. Self-help is a scam.